This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Belgian Princess Astrid, who is on a visit to India, will call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi today in New Delhi. She is on a visit till the 8th of this month. The Belgian Princess, along with Belgium Defence Minister Theo Franken, yesterday met Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in New Delhi. During the meeting, they discussed ways and means to enhance defence industrial cooperation between the two countries. Rajnath Singh welcomed Belgian investments in the defence sector. He suggested that Belgian companies can play an important role by expanding their footprint in India and integrating Indian vendors into their supply chains. The two countries also agreed to explore an institutionalized defense cooperation mechanism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in three post-budget webinars today via video conferencing. These webinars are being held on MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy missions, and regulatory investment and ease of doing business reforms. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The webinars will provide a collaborative platform for government officials, industry leaders and trade experts to deliberate on India's industrial, trade and energy strategies. The discussions will focus on policy execution, investment facilitation and technology adoption, ensuring seamless implementation of the budget's transformative measures. Election Commission will organize a two-day conference with the chief electoral officers of all states and union territories from today at India International Institute of Democracy and Election Management in New Delhi. This is the first such conference to be held since Gyanesh Kumar assumed charge as chief election commissioner. The two-day conference will offer a platform for the election officials of the states and union territories for brainstorming and mutual learning from each other's experiences. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh presented the report of the Empowered Committee for Capability Enhancement of the Indian Air Force to Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in New Delhi yesterday. The committee has identified key thrust areas and made recommendations for implementation in the short, medium and long term to achieve the desired capability enhancement goals of the IAF. The report also underscores the need for impetus to enhance Atmanirbharta in the aerospace domain. Mr. Rajnath Singh appreciated the work of the Empowered Committee and directed that the recommendations one to be followed up in a time-bound manner. The government has initiated 5 pilot projects for using hydrogen in buses and trucks. The sanctioned projects will consist of a total of 37 buses and trucks and 9 hydrogen refueling stations. The vehicles deployed for the trial will include 15 hydrogen fuel cell-based vehicles and 22 hydrogen internal combustion engine-based vehicles. These vehicles will run on 10 different routes across the country, including Greater Noida to Delhi to Agra, Bhubaneswar to Konark to Puri, and Ahmedabad to Vadodara to Surat. These pilot projects are likely to be commissioned in the next 18 to 24 months. The Commission for Air Quality Management has lifted the restrictions under Stage 1 of the Graded Response Action Plan across the National Capital Region. The decision came after the air quality of Delhi improved considerably in the last few days due to the favorable meteorological conditions prevailing in Delhi NCR. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI of Delhi was recorded at 151 in the moderate category yesterday. In Bangladesh, protesters burned the effigy of the Home Affairs advisor Jahangir Alam Chaudhary yesterday and demanded his removal from post, alleging that he tried to justify the recent attack on 2 girls in Dhaka. Bangladesh Against Rape and Oppression, a platform of women from different walks of life, demanded resignation of the advisor at a protest rally held in the Asad Gate area in Dhaka. On 1st of March, 2 girls were attacked by a mob near the NHA Tower in Dhaka's Lal Mathia area. One of the victims alleged that they were attacked for smoking. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has criticized Congress and TMC leaders over their body-shaming remarks on Indian cricketer Rohit Sharma. In a social media post, Dr. Mandaviya said that remarks made by leaders from these parties indulging in body-shaming and questioning an athlete's place in the team are deeply shameful. He added that such comments undermine the hard work and sacrifices that sportspersons make to represent the country on the global stage. In the ICC Champions Cricket Trophy, India will face Australia in the first semi-final in Dubai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India defeated New Zealand by 44 runs in their final league match in Dubai on Sunday. With this win, India topped Group A after winning all 3 of their group stage matches. New Zealand will take on Group B winner South Africa in the second semi-final of the tournament in Lahore on Wednesday. The winners of the semi-finals will meet in the final on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.